Welcome to the third podcast of Territoire Partagé. In this edition, we'll focus on complementary training done outside of technique class. Many dancers seek out somatic and conditioning techniques as a means of furthering their movement capacities and of rebalancing their bodies. Today, you'll hear from three dance artists who practice a holistic method called gyrotonic. The practice of gyrotonic and gyrokinesis grew in Montreal when master trainer and well-known choreographer Dana Gingras moved to the city in the early 2000s. At her studio Stable, located in Little Italy, Dana has been teaching and training instructors for over a decade. Gyrotonic and gyrokinesis were developed by former ballet dancer Julio Horvath as a means of regaining his dexterity and force after he sustained injuries during his dance career. Both methods open up energetic pathways in the body using specific breathing patterns that integrate fluid movements. Gyrokinesis is a group class made up of a series of set movement exercises that use expansive circular patterns while emphasizing a deep connection to one's core and sensations. Gyrotonic uses similar movement vocabulary, but takes place on uniquely designed wooden machines with pulley systems that create dynamic resistance and support, free of compression, in order to develop strength and stability through full range of motion. Full disclosure, I've been practicing gyrotonic off and on for about 10 years, and I find its coordination patterns challenging, but I always leave sessions feeling more open, centered, and connected to my body. I wanted to talk to dancer trainers who know the technique intimately about what first drew them to gyro, as well as hearing what they've learned from the method and can apply to their dance practice. I also wanted to hear their observation of its impact on the dancers that they train. So, without any further ado, here are excerpts of my conversations with dancer trainers Gabrielle Degagny, Karen Fennell, and performer and technique teacher Jamie Wright. Enjoy.
Je m'appelle Gabrielle Degagny. Je suis interprète en danse contemporaine, graduée de l'école de danse contemporaine depuis 2008. Et puis, je suis aussi entraîneur certifié de gyrotonique, gyrokinesis. Et je travaille aussi au centre de ressources et de transition pour danseurs. J'ai commencé à faire de la gyro un peu à la fin de mes études en danse contemporaine parce que j'avais entendu parler de Dana Gingras qui était arrivée à Montréal. Je la connaissais un peu de nom à travers Noam Gagnon. De savoir qu'elle enseignait la gyro, ça m'intriguait en fait parce que je connaissais pas vraiment ça. Je suis allée l'essayer une fois. J'ai commencé par gyrokinésis, donc des cours de groupe assis sur des petits bancs debout au sol avec la respiration, le flow de tout le monde aussi. Puis ça m'a tout de suite fait du bien, donc j'ai accroché assez rapidement. Je faisais beaucoup de liens avec ma pratique de la danse aussi à ce moment-là. C'était vraiment complémentaire là, à la danse pour moi. Donc, j'ai commencé par la gyrokinésis, puis éventuellement, j'ai essayé la gyrotonique aussi, qui est l'application des mêmes principes, en fait, mais sur des machines qui sont spécialement conçues pour la méthode. Puis voilà, finalement, ça ne m'a jamais quitté depuis. c'est très complet, en fait, la gyro, c'est l'harmonie entre le mouvement, la respiration et le rythme. Donc, ces trois choses-là sont très intimement reliées. Puis, il y a quelque chose de très méditatif aussi là-dedans, de conscience de soi, de conscience corporelle, d'attention aussi à soi-même, à son corps. C'est vraiment un fine-tuning, c'est un ré... tu rééquilibres ton corps à plusieurs niveaux, physique, psychique, mental. C'est super doux pour le corps aussi. Donc, ouais, le ressenti, c'est un bien-être total de l'être, je dirais.
Ouais. Et c'est quoi l'impact sur ton pratique de danse contemporaine?
être bien dans mon corps, le focus aussi que ça apporte, une grande concentration dans ma pratique de la danse, c'est... Mais la danse en soi aussi, je la trouve très complète comme, comme pratique. Seulement, c'est sûr que parfois le corps, par le fait de la danse, va se déséquilibrer, va accumuler des tensions aussi, beaucoup musculaires, parce qu'on n'est pas toujours en train de faire les mêmes mouvements, le même nombre de répétitions de chaque côté. Donc, nécessairement, on accumule des charges comme ça dans notre corps. Puis, avec la gyro, je vais comme tout rééquilibrer ça. Donc, quand je reviens à la danse, je suis comme à neuf, finalement. Oh, j'ai un corps renouvelé, redisposé.
Ouais. C'est une façon de faire de récupération et de préparation en même temps.
Exact, exact. Puis, oui, préparation dans le sens que... J'ai vraiment la certitude que ça prévient les blessures. Mm. Ça, je le sais, je le sens. Puis autant dans la réhabilitation d'une blessure, quand quelqu'un se blesse, même des gros chocs, des accidents de voiture, tout ça, la gyro est très, très, très aidante pour la réhabilitation.
Pourquoi? Qu'est-ce qui fait que ça aide à faire la gyro?
La réhabilitation, le rééquilibre du corps,
oui.
Retrouver cet équilibre-là, autant la proprioception que l'équilibre entre les deux côtés, réapprendre à respirer aussi.
Oui.
Mais tout ça ensemble, qui s'emboîte tranquillement, doucement, en douceur, il y a toutes sortes de façons aussi d'adresser différentes pathologies, si on peut dire, oui, différents problèmes, oui, dans le corps avec la gyro. Il y a différents cours qui sont développés, ateliers qui sont développés pour adresser certains, comme si c'est un problème plus à la ceinture pelvienne ou ceinture scapulaire. C'est un exemple parmi tant d'autres.
Et toi, tu es aussi entraîneur, comme tu viens de dire. Qu'est-ce qui a fait que tu voulais plonger plus loin dans la pratique puis aller entraîner les autres?
À certains moments, j'étais tellement curieuse puis j'avais tellement soif d'en apprendre plus parce que c'est... Honnêtement, on n'a jamais fini d'en apprendre avec la gyro. C'est un monde infini de connaissances et d'apprentissage. Donc, je le faisais pour moi au début. Puis, à un moment, je me suis dit, j'ai eu envie d'approfondir un peu plus, donc de suivre le cours d'enseignant, finalement. En me disant, je le fais pour moi quand même au départ, puis je vais voir après si me vient l'envie de l'enseigner.
Oui.
Parce que j'avais jamais pensé enseigner dans ma vie non plus. Donc, j'ai jamais enseigné la danse non plus, drôlement. En tout cas pour l'instant. Puis finalement, oui, c'est tellement devenu comme un besoin de le partager. Là. C'est venu tout naturel, finalement, une fois que j'avais les connaissances et compétences pour l'enseigner. Je me suis lancée, puis j'ai découvert tout un autre aspect aussi, là, le fait de partager ces connaissances à travers la méthode, j'apprends autant en l'enseignant, finalement. Uh-huh. Ouais.
Est-ce que tu pourrais nous donner un exemple de quelque chose que tu as appris en regardant les corps des autres?
Que chaque corps est tellement différent.
OK, oui.
puis c'est tellement intéressant, justement, d'essayer de plonger avec ses yeux, avec senti avec un peu, c'est le toucher aussi, parce que on va placer les gens, les clients, mais c'est tellement intéressant de voir la réponse du corps de un à l'autre. C'est différent, même si on a tous des corps humains, donc il y a plusieurs similitudes, mais c'est fou parce qu'on a tous des bagages, des vécus différents, des histoires, ce qui fait que nos corps sont différents les uns des autres. Donc, de trouver les bons mots, trouver la bonne façon de guider la personne, ça, c'est super intéressant. Puis l'échange, c'est ça que j'ai avec chaque personne aussi, est différent. C'est vraiment riche comme conversation.
Oui, ça doit.
Ouais.
Et puis, avec les danseurs, est-ce qu'il y a des bienfaits ou des choses que tu sais que ça va les amener quand ils commencent à faire un entraînement avec toi qui est complémentaire à la danse? Est-ce qu'il y a des habitudes de la danse qui sortent souvent dans le Jigo?
Oui, bien, les danseurs, souvent, ils sont... On est souple.
OK, oui, oui.
On est beaucoup dans l'ouverture du corps. Donc, ça, c'est une particularité beaucoup des danseurs. Ensuite...
Est-ce que tu trouves qu'il y a une hypermobilité à gérer?
Oui, ou... souvent. Yeah. Souvent. Donc, c'est ça, le mot gyrotonique, il y a le mot tonique aussi dedans. Uh-huh. Donc, l'idée, c'est de garder cette amplitude-là, cette ouverture-là, même d'en gagner plus, mais de bâtir la tonicité qui s'équilibre à cette souplesse-là.
Oui, oui,
aussi,
OK.
Au fur et à mesure. Donc, c'est souvent ça le défi.
Oui.
Avec les danseurs. Puis rebalancer le corps, rebalancer les deux côtés, parce que souvent, c'est ça, comme je disais tantôt, on développe côté plus fort que l'autre, plus souple que l'autre, pour les chorégraphies, ce que ça nous impose sur le corps, tout ça. Donc, c'est surtout ces aspects-là qu'on rééquilibre les deux côtés, puis tonifier dans l'amplitude. Ouais.
Puis d'après toi, pourquoi est-ce que tu penses que les danseurs cherchent à faire d'autres formes d'entraînement à l'extérieur d'un classe technique?
Je dirais par souvent grande curiosité, polyvalence, oui, puis parce que sur le corps aussi, c'est pas toujours facile,
oui.
La danse. Donc, ouais, de se nourrir d'une autre manière aussi, d'aller chercher à... je pense que c'est une grande curiosité, en fait. Puis, ouais, un besoin de... Je veux dire, le danseur a toujours cherché à trouver des nouvelles façons de bouger, à trouver, à explorer les capacités de son corps, les possibilités de son corps.
Uh-huh.
Donc, tout ce qui est du mouvement, ça l'attire,
oui, j'imagine.
Ouais, ben en gyro, du moins, c'est un moment, comme un petit moment privilégié qu'on s'offre,
tu sais,
où est-ce qu'on déconnecte, même chose qu'on pourrait retrouver dans le Qigong.
Ouais.
C'est le genre de pratique. La gyro est influencée de plusieurs autres pratiques aussi. Yoga, Qigong, danse. C'est pour ça que différents sports aussi. Il y a des cours de gyrotonique qui sont développés expressément pour le joueur de tennis, le joueur de golf. Les gens peuvent se retrouver dans la gyro de toutes sortes. Okay. De manière.
Okay.
Tu sais, c'est pas comme si c'était complètement à l'extérieur de ce qu'ils connaissent déjà, tu vois. Donc, puis la danse aussi, je veux dire, le fondateur de la gyro était danseur aussi.
Okay.
Il était soliste d'une grande compagnie de ballet dans les années 60, 70.
J'étais curieuse de savoir s'il y a des choses que tu as appris ou que tu maîtrises en ton pratique de gyrotonique que tu peux amener dans ton travail d'interprétation en danse.
Oui, le focus, la concentration, ça c'est quelque chose que ça m'apporte beaucoup, la gyro, puis que je sens qui a changé aussi ma concentration en tant qu'interprète en danse. Ça, puis la présence aussi, la présence à soi, présence à son corps, présence à son environnement, présence aux autres. Donc, oui, ça, c'est quelque chose qu'on travaille beaucoup en gyro. Puis, que je,
en danse, c'est ça danser, en fait.
Oui, c'est vrai, la performance, c'est d'écouter soi et à l'écoute de l'environnement. Oui.
Exactement.
Ah, OK.
Oui, c'est ça. Sinon, il y a les cours gyrokinésistes qui sont plus de groupe. Mais ça, c'est comme une classe de danse. On développe quelque chose tous ensemble pendant 1h30. Okay. On connecte tous ensemble.
Est-ce que tu fais toujours ça aussi?
Oui. En ce moment même, je ne l'enseigne pas, mais sporadiquement, je vais partir des groupes de... soit des petites sessions, des plus longues.
Je pense que c'est parfait.
OK.
Merci beaucoup pour ton temps.
Ben, ça fait plaisir.
So maybe we could start with you just introducing yourself.
I'm Karen Fennell, and I work as a dancer and choreographer in Montreal. I've been working professionally since 2007. I started doing gyrotonic in 2007, and I got introduced to it through Dana Gingra, who is a master trainer of the technique and also a choreographer. And she was doing some, I took a technique class with her through the RQD, and I really, really enjoyed the class and found that it was really different than a lot of other classes I'd taken. So I was talking to her after the class about, you know, where she was getting her material from, and she explained to me that she, you know, was a teacher of gyrotonic and gyrokinesis and incorporating gyrokinesis exercises into her technique classes. And so she was talking to me more about the techniques, and it made me really curious to try it. So I went to try a private session with her in gyrotonic, which is working with specialized machines. And I just felt really great after the first session. And so I didn't feel like I fully understood it, but it made me feel really good in my body. So I just kind of kept doing it.
It did something to your body. Could you maybe go into more detail about what that felt like for you, or if you noticed how it had influenced your dancing?
Definitely over time. I feel like, really for me, gyrotonic felt like the missing link between all the information that I'd been given over the years in dance classes and other kinds of things. I've always done a lot of yoga, I've done Pilates, and you know when you sort of get the same corrections again and again in a technique class, but sometimes you're just like, okay, I get it. You're telling me to, I don't know, like drop your shoulders or drop your weight more or, you know, or I don't know, move from your center or something.
Yeah.
And these phrases that you sort of are like, okay, I'm trying, but it's not working.
Yeah.
And somehow just the approach of gyrotonic for me really worked and really clicked. And just, I feel like, it actually made me feel like I was never really connecting to my core before. Or I didn't really understand how to properly access that.
Uh-huh.
I think I was really, I came before dance, I came from a background of gymnastics. So I was used to this really kind of rigorous, muscular kind of approach to movement. And for me, gyrotonic is this kind of miraculous thing because it's really about balancing efficiency and effort in the body and building strength and flexibility at the same time. And it's a very holistic and balanced approach to using the body, so it's really not about overworking any particular muscle group or body part.
And do you feel like those are ideas you can bring into your, like a rehearsal or when you're performing or when you're in a dance class?
Definitely. I mean, the gyrotonic equipment is kind of really intelligently designed to allow a really complete workout of the whole body, and it was designed by a person who was a professional ballet dancer as well, so has a lot of the exercises when you get into the more complex material really mimic dance exercises. And particularly, I would say, in terms of balance, in terms of being on my weight and on my feet, I find, like, even if I'm doing just material on the machine in a training session, then I get up and I'm on my feet and I actually just feel really grounded and like my weight is dropping down. And just, and it's really about 3D awareness and kind of opening your sensation, opening your awareness in a way that really just helps to, I guess, mentally prepare you too for a rehearsal and for connecting to the space, connecting to other people. It's really about this balance between connecting in and connecting out. So it's not just like dropping into your body and dropping into sensation, but it's about this real kind of dialogue between inner and outer worlds, which again, I find is really a useful thing in terms of being able to be present in a dance class or in a rehearsal, working with other people.
Do you find like having a moment to train on your own helps you to be available or open when it's more of a group setting?
Is there... Yeah, definitely. I think, and that's, you know, something for me, I guess, which I really appreciate about being a diatonic teacher is just that I have now this autonomy with the material that I can just go and train on my own. And I mean, I do train with a teacher regularly too, to have that feedback. But I also find, you know, the more as I get older, like the less I want someone to tell me how to warm up or how to move my body, unless it's choreographically. And I feel like I kind of know if I can do gyrotonic before a rehearsal, I know that I'll be prepared and that I won't hurt myself. It's just become for me this really stable thing that I know if I do that regularly, then I maintain a certain level of connection and balance in my body that, that makes me feel confident to go into a setting where maybe it's unpredictable what we're doing or what other people are doing, et cetera. And yeah, so, and I, maybe it's my personality too, but I really do enjoy the chance to warm up on my own in a really kind of quiet and calm place before engaging with a group.
Makes sense. And you also teach, as you mentioned. So I was just curious to know if there's things that you notice that are tendencies in dancers that gyrotonic is helpful. You kind of named them already, but like...
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, one thing I love about teaching is I do mostly private sessions or semi-privates, and you really see how people learn movement in different ways and what kinds of cues work for people. And a lot of dancers tend to, well, some dancers tend to really overanalyze their movement and want to really understand like which muscle is working and which, you know, all the details of what's going on, which is sometimes useful. And if people want that information, I'll go in that direction with them. But sometimes I find with dancers, it's useful to just get them to just breathe and move, because gyrotonic is a lot about, the focus is on getting people to learn through the feeling, the experience of doing it, and reprogramming your nervous system over time, like not from a rational level, but from like an experiential level. And I think sometimes as dancers, we get a little bit blocked because we've been given almost too much information about what we should be doing, or about, or, you know, or we've been told a bunch of things about our body and the way that it moves. And gyrotonic is really about freeing yourself from any limitations that you have or think you have. And so in that sense, that's one thing, I guess, that's one tendency. Another thing with dance, I guess, is that like certain, we might tend to overwork certain muscle groups, and we might actually be weak in other areas. Like we might actually be missing certain deeper connections because we're just so conditioned to working certain muscle groups in certain ways. So like,
could
sometimes
you give an example of that?
I guess, for instance, like working in turnout, like in gyro, it's not about the external image, really. It's about like being able to properly connect internally first. And often, for example, in dancers, people will just by default go into a really extreme turnout position, but I can see that they're not actually connecting their legs into their center. Mm-hmm. So it's sometimes about actually like reducing, like pulling back from your habitual patterns for a minute so that you can access different sensations and different connections. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you can actually work on having more turnout if that's something you're working on, but from a more connected place and a healthier place where you're less likely to like wear out your joints and injure yourself.
Yeah. So do you feel like sometimes people move their bodies to fulfill like aesthetic forms and you're bringing a little more of a felt subjective awareness?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think another thing too is just like something about the way we feel things in the body. Like I think as dancers we're used to really extreme sensations and maybe it takes some patience sometimes to like, or like we don't feel like we're working hard if we're not like really engaging everything. And I think it's sometimes useful to, and I mean speaking for myself too, like it takes a while and it takes some willingness to be able to like slightly let go mm-hmm. of the patterns that you're used to in your body and look for new pathways.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's really useful in terms of like being able to, you know, just continually evolve and progress as a dancer and a performer.
Thanks. That's super clear. So I'm wondering if you can just tell us a little bit about who you are and what your dance practice consists of.
Mm-hmm. My name is Jamie Wright. I am a dancer. I perform. I teach. I rehearsal direct. I do coordination. So I kind of do it all. And I'm going on 20 years of a professional career.
And what kind of training do you do to keep yourself going?
A lot of different things. I have time constraints, so I have a hard time doing something consistently. For many, many, many years, I was an avid PerfMax doer because of the type of work that I was being asked to do, which was very required a lot of force, a lot of strength, and a lot of power. And a lot of having to develop a lot of velocity. So PerfMax was the perfect thing. Yeah. I would still do it, but I have less time. And with age, I'm 43. So with age, I'm starting to get stiffer and stiffer. Mm-hmm. And I always had a body that when I was younger was really resilient and had kept its flexibility, even though I was developing strength. And I'm noticing in the last years that I have to stretch more. Things that I was taking for granted mm-hmm. Are not there so much. So in terms of elasticity and space and flexibility, I have to spend more time on it.
So is that what brought you to gyrotonics?
Yeah, I mean, it was two things. It was wanting something new that I didn't know, a vocabulary that I didn't know, a language that I didn't know, principles. Like, I'd done a lot of Pilates and some somatic work to touch on sensorial and somatic aspects, but I'd never ever done gyro and I really didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. So it was also wanting some giving my body new information. And then once I met gyro and I saw how beneficial it was, especially for my spine, which is getting, my back, which is getting stiffer and stiffer, gyro really helped find more mobility and going into torsion, which the work that I do doesn't require so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you found more new movement patterns?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
From when we can't see you,
right?
You're doing lots of spirals and arcs and stuff. Is that new coordination patterns for you as well?
Yeah, I mean, there's things that I teach because I know that they're they reside in the vocabulary of choreographers and creators, but my personal movement patterns don't go towards that, and the people I work with don't necessarily solicit a lot. So there was all the opening of the chest, and not just on your axial line, but on a lateral, in the lateral plane. And then definitely the spiral with arch, mm-hmm. I would say, was the thing that I never was ever going to, that was really new for me.
And did that come out for you when you were dancing afterwards?
It's definitely informed my, I'd say the thing that when I teach, that's the place where I write material the most. Yeah. So it's the place where the material comes the most from me. As opposed to creation processes where I'm I might contribute to material, but it's the, you know, it's mostly the patterning that comes from the choreographer. And I've definitely incorporated more spatial complexity and patterning than I used to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kind of already answered this, but like, what did it do for your body when you were practicing gyrotonic? Did it have any complementary or?
I didn't think it was going to be strength building, but it built strength. So okay. I was surprised. I noticed it in my center. The specific ab exercises, I'd never kind of encountered anything like that with this really specific breathing, the forcing your exhale, and I found that really strengthened my center in a way that I had never really encountered before. And working the abs, what do you call it when they're lengthening, when the muscle tissue is lengthening, but then you solicit it. It's eccentric, I think.
Yeah.
So it was working the ab muscles eccentrically, which I was not used to. I was used to having using them, but in contraction. So that was, yeah.
And are there any kind of dancers that you teach or that you work with that you would recommend it for? Like, do you see that gyro is beneficial for a certain type of mover?
Oh, that's interesting. I did recommend it to a dancer I know who has had very limited flexibility in their shoulder girdle, and I'm quite slack in my shoulder joints. I've always had, you know, flexible joints, and but I wasn't flexible in my torso, so there was gyro that really opened that up. But this person was not very flexible in their torso and not very flexible in their shoulder joints. Mm-hmm. So I asked him if he'd done gyro before, and he said yes, and I said I encouraged him to pursue it, because it's very three-dimensional too, and that's the other
And do you find, like, as a kind of hypermobile flexible mover, that sometimes it's hard for you to work your strength in a full range of motion? Like,
well, I think that's what was surprising, was I was going into gyro to get flexibility. Like, even though I'm hypermobile in my joints, there are other areas that are not. Uh-huh. And so I was going into gyro to find mobility in those tight, restricted areas. But I ended up developing strength, which was kind of like the nice byproduct.
Awesome. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
You're welcome.